congratulations. It wasn't easy. They didn't make it. Goodland didn't make it easy on you. They had that huge run in the third and fourth quarter. They started hitting their shots, but somehow you guys, like you guys have kind of had with big leads, found a way to make some points, make some shots in the end when it counted, and you guys got the big win tonight. That was a huge win.
It was a huge win, especially, I mean, that's going to be a record. We've had three starters foul out and still win by that margin. And, you know, it was a team effort tonight. I mean, Goodland is a very good team. And, you know, I was proud of everybody for stepping up. Everyone played great defense. They hit the open shot when we had it. And I was just proud of our effort.
I mean, you probably have to look back. You have two top players, Emily Weathers and Macy Price, two of your top players, I should say, with three fouls in the first half. They pick up their fourth foul. It's early in the third quarter, and you go on that 9-0 run to go up by 18. And you go 7 of 22 or whatever it is from the foul line. The odds normally would be against you, but somehow it was other players stepping up, and one of those was Emily Smith.
Exactly. You know, I talked to the girls about how many free throws we shot and missed, how many free throws they shot. I said, and we had three starters foul out, and I said, somehow we did it. And I said, you know, little things like hitting free throws and just being smarter on defense, you know, those are easy to fix.
Yes.
And hopefully by next week, we can figure that out.
You get the number one seed. How important is that? And maybe how big is it as well for you guys to have maybe 10 days off before your next game?
It's good. I mean, I think rest is always good. We'll watch a lot of film. But I think this is when the fun part of the season is. I love tournament time. I love the energy. And I'm so excited that it's here at Scott City.
Yes.
And, you know, it was a packed house tonight. And I think the girls have really fed off of that because, you know, they answered the challenge tonight. And they're excited to possibly go to the state tournament. But it's one game at a time right now.
Absolutely. But you guys have also broken some streaks tonight. Guaranteed your first winning record at Scott City here since the 2009-2010 season. Seven league wins, the most in 13 years. That's impressive. And what a two-year turnaround has been. And these three seniors have been through the worst of times. And now they've been kind of through the best of times here late. Nancy Weedy, Kiana Yeager, and Paige Wenderlin.
You know, that's probably who I'm the happiest for is because they have seen it all. And it was their night tonight, and we ended on a victory. I'm so proud of them.
Absolutely. You know, it'll be Colby in 10 days. It'll be the third meeting between them, and it's never easy to play a team three times. But the nice thing is I think you're the only team, well, Goodland, I should say, you two are the only teams that have beaten everybody in this sub-state.
Right. And, you know, everyone knows it could be anyone's night, but we need to bring the same intensity and focus every single night for sub-state, and we'll get what we want.
It's Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here, wrapping up the girls' game. Lady Beavers win a thriller here, 47-38, and he gets a breathe and gets it 11-9, importantly, in 7-3 in conference, the number one seed in sub-state. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Adam.